This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCube, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. Welcome back to the Good Things Guy Jackpot. Yes, it's another week of good news, good things. And this week, I've decided to put my manager on the spot. Tafia Knight has looked after me for the last couple of years. She books me for all my talking gigs and things that I'm supposed to do. And she shouts at me when I'm not behaving. And sometimes when I'm out and about on a Friday night drinking and having a big fat jaw, I'll bump into the team from Whacked and I'll walk around introducing them as my managers, which is really ridiculous. And I get into lots of trouble for that. But I've decided to put Taf on the spot today because she does really good work, actually. And we're coming up to Women's Month in South Africa. And I believe that it's a month that should be celebrated. And I should be celebrating women entrepreneurs and people that are doing incredible things in the industry. And Tafia Knight is one of those phenomenal people. So we're going to talk a little bit about why she chooses to manage crazy people like me. And also the comedy festival in Cape Town, which is huge. We featured some of the comedians that are going to be on the show. You can catch up with all those podcasts. They are part of the Good Things Guy Jackpot. But more so, Taf, you've never really been on that side of the microphone before, have you?
Nope, not normally.
Not but normally.
Anyway, we have people that do that for me.
Well, no, generally we do. You pull us out and you put us out on the open. But welcome to the Good Things Guy Jackpot. Really, we're heading into March in a week or so. And I really just want to dedicate the Good Things Guy Jackpot to telling good news stories about women doing great things. And I believe that you're one of those women.
Thank you. That's so complimentary. I think you're actually making me blush here.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God our listeners can't see.
Oh, thank goodness.
To give a bit of a basis, what is Whacked and how are you involved?
So Whacked was started to originally 23 years ago to manage a small group of comedians, and it's just evolved. And I think, as with the industry, it's just evolved where you don't have just a handful of talent anymore. You have hundreds of comedians and hundreds of speakers and MCs and facilitators. So I joined 16 years ago and I've taken full control of the reins there. But yeah, we don't necessarily book all of the hundreds and hundreds, only the best. That's how we work with you, Brent.
Well, I need to tell you a funny story that you must probably don't even know. But one of the other people that you manage, I've looked up to for many, many, many years. I followed her on Twitter and I used to just retweet all her stuff. And she's an incredible journalist in South Africa.
She's
actually been on my show before. Again, it's in the podcast section of the Good Things Guy Jackpot. But Mandy Wiener, I'd never met before. So I'd only followed her on social media. And at one of these expos or festivals, Whacked had a sort of stand and a place, and you guys were controlling all the speakers, and you'd booked me, and you'd booked Mandy, and you'd booked all these people to stand up and talk and say these good things, or in Mandy's case, the bad things. And I got to the stand to check in and tell you guys that I'm there, and I'm going to be speaking in the next half an hour. And there stood this woman. And she turned around and she went, Are you Brendan DeCue, the Good Things Guy? And I was like, Yeah, that's me. Great to meet you. What's your name? And she went, I'm Mandy. And she was wearing a lanyard that said Whacked, but her name badge had flipped around, so I couldn't see what the name was. So I was like, do you work for Whacked? And she said to me, kinda. And I was like, oh, wow, that's so interesting. I hope you guys have a good time here. I'm going to be speaking in about half an hour. And as I turned around, it was like a movie. The wind blew and her name tag flipped around and I saw it was Mandy Wiener. And I was like, holy flip, that's Mandy Wiener. So I just said to her, I'm so sorry. You're like my biggest hero and I absolutely love you. And I can't believe that I didn't recognize you. And I just want to be your friend. and I think she was a bit awkward and maybe try to, like, I'm a stalker and get away. But she spoke at exactly the same time as me, and she started her talk by going, if you want the good things,
You're at the wrong stage. Please make your way to the other side where Brendan the Q is speaking. And afterwards, we must have chatted for about an hour. And since then, we've become really, really good friends. Mm. And you represent really, really good people is where that story's going.
That's amazing. But you know, the irony of what Mandy talks about is she's got this firsthand experience of the most horrendous stories and truth of what happens in our country. But she manages to flip it around and still make out and make you believe that we do live in a beautiful country. And it is amazing to be here. And if we can be aware of the bad things, that we can make a difference and every little bit counts. So as much as she talks about all these grim stories and first-hand experience, it's amazing how positive she actually is. And I found her incredible. I could listen to her for ages.
So do I.
She's great.
I mean, that's why I said we've become really good friends. We text each other and phone each other on our birthday. She hates birthdays. And every year I phone her.
Woman doesn't like a birthday? It's just another reminder of getting older.
I sing to her like my life depends on this. Every single birthday. But enough about Mandy. I want to know a little bit about the Cape Town Comedy Festival, because that's really why we're here, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're thrilled to be involved. The organizers, they used to do this festival every year, and it stopped 10 years ago. So this is the sort of 10-year revival project. And the amazing thing is that they are bringing back all the original shows, which were amazing. The UN comedy show, which is pretty much all international acts. So I think there's 8 acts performing that night, and there's 1 South African representing South Africa, because obviously UN, they've got to represent every sort of major country. So Nick Rabinowitz is actually representing South Africa. He is. I mean, he's one of the original handful that have just been so successful. But so it's the UN, and then obviously the danger zone, which, as its name says, is a little bit more of the little bit of the edgy stuff and people that like a bit of spice with their comedy. That's also running for the whole week every night. And
so it's a whole week?
It's a whole week. It pretty much starts on the Sunday, the 1st of March, and then it runs straight through until Sunday the 8th, which coincides with the Cape Town Cycle Tour. Doing it, seeing as you're into this fitness madness, looking very buff there, just saying.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm a cool bit of a muscle. So Taff is just talking about, and if you follow me on social media, you would have seen, I'm doing 100 days of fitness. And every day I'm vocal on my social media about it. I won't be doing the cycle challenge.
Come on.
I'm not cycle fit. So I'm getting, I'm getting like weightlifting.
I know that
fit.
Feeling though. I mean, I love the workouts, but put me on a bicycle and actually, I want to punch you in the face.
I can't. I did do a spinning class on Saturday.
Oh, grief.
Which could take me back to the comedy festival, because it was like a comedy festival. I was not coping well. I was sweating. At one point, I needed to go to the bathroom to go wee, and it was at a gym, and the gym had like laminate wooden flooring, and I was trying to be a professional, so I was wearing cleats, and
I think we're going to put you on the lineup. I think we might have a spot, and you can just tell that story.
I got uncleated, and I sort of jogged, or not even jogged, because you can't jog in cleats. So it was like a weird hobble run, and I slipped and I fell in the middle of the gym, and everybody around me was very concerned. A lot of women were concerned. There were no men around me. I don't know why, but all the women were like, "Are you okay? Is everything all right?" And I got up as quickly as I fell down. I think I tried to make it look like a dance move. It was just so embarrassing. And then I went to go wee, and I was like, "It's over. People fall all the time. It'll all be okay." And I walked back into the spinning class, and everybody was laughing because they had all watched me bail in the middle of the gym. So, yes, I can also be a comedian, not by choice, but just by clumsiness. Taff, this is happening the 1st of March to the 7th.
Mm.
Where Is it the whole of Cape Town?
It's no. It's so it's basically they've taken over the entire Artscape Theatre complex. So in the big theatre, the Opera House sort of fancy theatre, in the smaller theatre, as well as they're going to have workshops during the day. It's actually quite interesting. It's kind of like a TED Talk style vibe that they go lunchtime talks. So they and not necessarily comedians that are speaking. You know, so I think. It's going to be insightful. So whether you're in the
How did I not get in on this lineup?
Well, I haven't told you yet, actually. By the way, if you check your diary. No, really, really.
this is how I get told these things. I don't catch up on emails well, but I will do it later. I must tell you, a couple of years ago, I got to go to Scotland during the August Fringe Festival.
I have a
sneaking suspicion with a mind like yours that you're going to try grow this comedy festival into something let's aim for the heart here, as big. If I can tell you, the whole of Edinburgh, for our listeners, the whole of Edinburgh becomes alive for a full month. And I'm going to pick a number here. Let's say there are 1,500 shows.
Absolutely.
Over that month.
Easy.
And they use the oddest of places. Churches turn into showgrounds, schools, bars. A lot of the restaurants have got like these underground sections that are usually storerooms. They turn those into like theatre pieces. The whole university opens up to be different theatre pieces. And you get everything from comedy to music to TED Talks to, it's the world of opportunity. And let me tell you, the tourists, there are millions and millions of people.
Come from all over the world.
It was one of the best things I've ever been been to go see. And I would love to see Cape Town do that, where the world comes to see all of our talent. And international talent comes here to show themselves off. But what a tourism thing to do.
Well, you know, the thing is, there's quite a few sort of comedy events that happen in Cape Town, as there are in Joburg. And I think the idea is really to sort of collaborate with other people, that other promoters, other organizers that put these things on, so that we can grow it and we can make it into something that's quite exceptional that will take over Cape Town. Because it's, as you say, in Edinburgh, the entire, wherever you go in Edinburgh, there is something happening.
There's even, as you walk, they set up in the roads, they set up bars and food stalls, so that, because there's just so many people. And then between the shows, while you're walking, because they've got a big book, you get free books that tell you where all the shows are happening. As you walk from one to the next, there are buskers that are either singing or juggling or doing something amazing in between, because it's the whole city.
Poets and your sort of speaker boxes, your little soap boxes, or pretty much on every corner where everyone has something to say. And it's just it's an incredible vibe. It's a great energy, and I mean, ultimately, it would be amazing to do something like that here. Edfest has been going though for over 30 years, so it's quite established. And you get comedians from all over the world. I've seen a fantastic Russian comedian in Edinburgh. We've had great talent go and perform.
I went and watched Louis saw there.
Yeah, I mean, Louis is phenomenal. He's just done now a week. He's in the festival, the Cape Town Festival, just by the way.
He's so funny.
You know what, though? The great thing with Louis is that he's now, literally last night, he did a week run at Soho Theatre in London and he sold out.
Wow.
And, you know, on his, he posted a tweet saying that after 5 years of like hustling overseas, he's like finally got this fantastic sold out experience at a great theatre in London. So, I mean, that's phenomenal. But also for me, what I appreciated about that post was that he was kind of telling the industry that it's not easy, you know, and even someone of his caliber, it's taken him that long to establish himself overseas. And I know, you know, when these guys go to like New York and they say like, hook me up with a gig, you know, you've been to New York, can you tell me, like, can you organize me a spot? And it's frustrating because you, as talent, have to go over there and hustle for yourself. And then, you know, people just expect you to hand it over. So people must understand that it's going to take effort and it's going to take work. So we're very lucky. We're very fortunate that, Lloyd's got, he lives in London now. So he is doing so many international festivals. He's coming out here to do the Cape Town Comedy Festival, and then he's flying back, I think, to do the Leicester Comedy Festival.
Jeepers.
So, you know, we're very blessed to have him on our lineup. So he's performing every night. And he was part of the original cast of The Funny Vafani. So they've brought that brand back, which Sam, who organizes this whole festival, he was the first promoter to take a lineup of comedians to perform at the Royal Albert Hall, which is unheard of. You know, it's...
I feel like there's so many good elite stories here.
Absolutely. I mean, they really... you know, I think people in the public need to know that there really is good local talent, you know, and there's always the perception that they need to support. You know, you go to the AHA concert. I mean, okay, I was there. I'm not going to lie, I wasn't going to miss that one. But, you know, people race months and months ahead to support international, whereas, yes, we are bringing internationals here because they want to be here. And
but it's the local. But the locals.
And there are going to be some names that you're not going to necessarily know, but I can tell you now, they are brilliant. Because, I mean, well, naturally, we only work with the best. But they really are fantastic. And I think those are the people that are going to be the future Loys and, you know...
The Trevor Noahs.
Absolutely. A lot of these guys have worked with Trevor. They did his tour. So that's what they're aspiring to do, to make a sort of international name for themselves and to be comedians from South Africa, not South African comedians, you know, and represent us like around the world.
Taff, I have to ask because I'm sure it relates through to our listeners, but your passion for comedy and your passion for this business really, really shines through. Do you find it, I mean, we're celebrating women and that's why you're here. Is it difficult to be in the industry that you're in and to be in the position you're in? Or do you find it as a woman rewarding and easy and you're there and you're just doing what you love?
You know, I think from the onset, I haven't found it difficult. And I think because I knew that I was going to need to, I don't know, either fake it until I made it or, but I also, I came from a corporate background. So I had that sort of authoritative thing. And I think I came into the industry when it was a little bit of creative chaos. You know, everyone was an artist and very little management. I mean, I think there were probably only one or two real comedy promoters and management sort of companies. So I came in at a good time and I kind of put some order in. And I think the creative talent appreciate that because it does just make things easier for them. So, you know, I'm incredibly passionate about what I do. I'm glad you picked that up. But, yeah, I think it's because I think we're still in it, like, at such an early stage. You know, even though there are the guys that have been around for a while, I feel like the really good talent is still coming up still. And there's a long lifespan to this industry.
Are there a lot of female comedians in the South African space?
I have to tell you, it's grown exponentially. And even on the management side, you know, I think it must be a thing about women just having more order and more organizational skills because there are some other really strong, like amazing women that are opening agencies and managing talent. So, and the great thing is that we're all on the same page and we all just want everyone to succeed. So you've got the Goliath and Goliath who's managed by Kate, who's an incredibly strong woman. You've got Tabitha that also manages a bunch of comedians. So there are some really strong women and comedian-wise, I personally don't like to differentiate between male and female in this industry because you're either a great comedian or...
You're not.
And, you know, I know this is the good things part, but there are some that are not so good. But, yeah, there are...
I've never met a bad comedian.
Well, okay, we're going to stick to the good stuff, okay?
Taff is literally just looking down going, don't want to go there.
But to answer your question, there are, you know, back in the day, there were probably two or three, whereas now you have dozens of really, really strong comedians that are female. So
that's something to hold the flag up high and be proud about.
Yeah.
Before we go, I've got two things to ask. One, what is your advice to young and up-and-coming, not even just comedians, but females that are getting into the business industry? A little bit of advice, just something to help them get by.
You know, for me, part of the festival actually is an all-female show, and it's called Book Club, because, you know, I think what happens at Book Club stays at Book Club. And, you know, that's the sort of theme of the show. And there's like four or five international acts, female international acts, and there are two South African acts, Mel Jones and Shimmy Isaacs, who are incredible Cape Town-based comedians. But in terms of advice for female comedians, I would say your comedy needs to be relatable, or it needs to be funny. It doesn't you don't need to compensate for the fact that you're a female. And I think not so much now, but a few years ago, you know, female comedians needed to sort of almost be overly bold and prove that they were good enough to be in this industry and sort of take this very, almost like aggressive stance. Whereas now, comedy is all about making people laugh. So it doesn't matter, you know, what color you are, what gender you are, just make people laugh, you know. And for me, there has definitely been a huge improvement, but for female comedians to not feel like they have to overcompensate or make up for the fact that they're female, you know. So that would be my advice, just to be funny, not emphasize the fact that you're female and you have to work harder to earn your place, you know.
If anybody would like to get hold of Whacked, where do they go?
We have a website. It's www.whacked.co.za. There's all the comedians, there's your speakers and MCs and music, whatever you need. And then obviously on social media, we're quite active on social media.
And then lastly, if anybody wants to get information about the Cape Town Comedy Festival and perhaps find out when I am apparently going to be speaking,
speaking or partying, we'll have to see how your schedule goes. But yeah, we'd love to have you down there, actually.
Amazing. Is there a website for the Cape Town Comedy
Festival? There is a website. It is the capetowncomedyfestival.co.za.
That's simple.
And I think more importantly, and what's more active, is social media. So it literally is the Cape Town Comedy Festival, and the tickets for all the shows are on web tickets.
It's that easy. I'm apparently going to be down there. I'm excited. I don't think I'll be doing comedy, but I'll definitely
carry
be supporting.
On the way you're carrying on now, we might actually just have to open a spot for you.
Thank you for joining me today. It's been great having you in studio.
Thank you so much. You
should do more radio. I think you're absolutely fantastic behind the microphone.
Oh, nothing you're very to be afraid of. That's why you're the Good Things Guy.
The Good Things Guy.
You make everyone feel good.
This is the Good Things Guy podcast on Jackpot.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpot podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.